what today is, everybody?
No, I don't. Why don't you kiss me and find out?
It's National Kissing Day.
What is this kissing?
Why, kissing is like rubbing noses.
My nose is too big.
Your nose is too big.
Yeah.
You're being too literal.
Kissing is fun and easy.
Kissing is gross.
Why don't you kiss my...
Hey!
Happy National Kissing Day.
Huck her up, baby.
You just don't want to do it after eating the onion ring, because it's also National Onion Ring
Day. Yes,
we got something on that later.
Oh, do we? Yeah. Okay.
Good.
Be patient.
On this week number 15 of the all-new JJ and Joanne show, I have an official proclamation to make.
Okay.
There will be no more Father's Days on the calendar. That day has now officially been erased from the year of dates of things.
Well, maybe your calendar.
Predicted. For sure, my calendar. The rest of you go on about your business as you wish. Yes, I'm doing away with it personally.
You didn't have a good Father's Day, huh,
Jim? As predicted. I told you. I'm not a fan. It never, ever works out without me either spending a fortune or working my tail off, which in yesterday's case was both.
Oh, no.
Really?
Done.
So your kids haven't learned how to make it good for you?
Nope.
You know?
Nope. Nope.
Sorry, you want to share what happened?
Well, as I said, you know, something always breaks down.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday the plan was two of my kids were unavailable. That's fine. Understandable. The other two decided they would both be here, and we were going to we couldn't get a reservation. We tried to get into Benihana, no luck, because they're at half capacity. They couldn't accommodate anybody. So we decided, okay, we're going to get the full Monty, the big Benihana pig down carry out. All right. And my sons are paying for it, even.
Whoa, sweet.
Yes. So we call in the morning as soon as they're open, or noon, whatever time they opened up, and they said, we wanted to place a carryout order now to make sure we got it on the books, right? Mm-hmm. We'll pick it up at 4:30. No, 5:30, I guess it was. No, sir, it's too early for us to place a carryout order. Please call back at 4:30. We call back at 4:30, and they said, okay, it'll be ready at 7.
Oh, okay.
So that means it's already 4:30, and we are SOL. What has to happen? Dad has to hop in the car, drive to the store, get dinner, come home, and cook dinner. My other son, who doesn't have transportation, got a Lyft after about four tries, which automatically, in my mind, I know Lyft and Uber are just not working right now. These guys are afraid to drive, so there's no cars.
Okay.
So naturally, he gets here. After dinner, all is said and done, it's time for me to come upstairs and go to work. There are no Lyfts and no Ubers, so Dad has to throw his ass in the car and drive him 1 hour home and 1 hour back at 10:30 last night.
Oh,
why couldn't Davis do that? Why did you have to drive him home?
Davis had already had a couple of cocktails. I was not going to send him.
Fair enough.
Out.
Yep, good decision. All right, so it's canceled.
So
I understand.
It's canceled. It's off the calendar. There will be no 2021 Father's Day.
Did they at least get you a good present?
Nothing. Zero.
Oh, no.
The present was probably going to be
salt
dinner.
Salt in the wounds.
I got a card from my daughter and a phone call. That was nice.
Uh-oh. I had a great Father's Day.
JJ and Joanne in the morning.
Detroit's greatest hits. 104.3 WOMC.
You know, so I was thinking about the experience I had for Father's Day, and I'm wondering if that's why Eric goes up north on Father's Day every year.
He's smart,
just
man.
Yes, I should take a lesson in that. I said I'm scheduling a vacation next year, or at least I'm telling them I'm on vacation.
I would cook if he were home. I wouldn't have him, because he actually does a lot of our cooking.
Yes.
He likes to cook, and I'm not a very good cook, but I would cook for him. But
okay, there's reason number two right there.
I want to go up north, but this time he took Adam with him because they went up and they were like playing with some toys we have up there.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
he didn't even get back last night until 8:30, and they had a great weekend, the two of them. And I mean, it was phenomenal. And
lucky
I went over
him,
to see
I didn't get back till about 11.
From driving your son home, for those of you who are just joining us.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Okay. I did go to see my dad yesterday, which was delightful. Saw him on Father's Day, but I have a question. So I got him a gift card. We got him a gift card to a restaurant. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I got him a $75 gift card. I thought that was a nice gift for Father's Day. Now, here's the
problem. Depending on the restaurant.
Well, okay. That's my point. There's no way. If they have some wine with dinner, they're not going to get out of that restaurant for probably, I bet it's going to cost, because Eric and I went there for our anniversary, I bet it's going to cost them $125. So
usually with a cocktail at a really nice restaurant, it's about $100 a guy.
No, it won't be, though. It, you know why? Because this place comes with, like, soup, or comes with salad and bread and all that. So they each get a beautiful entree and an appetizer. And Eric, I had two, I had one glass of wine, I think, But we got out of there for, like, $150. Okay, so not bad.
You only bought them half of what it would cost?
$75. I did. Yes. I did. But
Why don't you like your new mother-in-law? Why do you hate your new mother-in-law?
Yeah, you're taking it out on them already.
Oh, I realize it's Father's Day, but how does that make that enjoyable? I don't know.
It's JJ and Joanne and Detroit's greatest hits, 104.3 WOMC.